back to the Ian Warren podcast. Today I'm going to be interviewing my dad. Today we're going to be looking more into his life and seeing him his favorite memories and some things that he wishes he'd done more of and how he ran his life. So thank you for being here, and let's look deeper into his life. Welcome back to the Ian Morton podcast. Today I'm here with my dad, Keith Morton. Hey, Ed.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. I have some questions for you today.
Okay.
First question is, what is one thing you have done in your life that has shaped you as a person you are today?
So I would say being a self-starter and being goal-oriented has probably been the biggest influence on, you know, being able to make it through school and find a successful job and that sort of thing. And for me, it's really just, you know, finding out what's expected of you, whether it be in sports or your job or in school, and then just doing a little more. It's finding out what the bar is and striving for a little more. It's the small things. It's like even in your minimum wage job, you have finding out, I mean, basically appreciating the job for what it is, and that is what it's helping you become versus it just giving you money. So really it's all about, you know, what's shaped me is, you know, trying to strive for a little bit more, being goal-driven, being goal-oriented, using that as a motivation to, you know, go above and beyond in the small tasks, the big tasks, and just really compounding those goals to accomplish something bigger. Yeah.
My dad goes on to say that in his life he wishes he would have taken more risks, and he feels that the more risks you take, the more opportunities you are able to have. And the more risks you take earlier in life, there's not as much consequences. But the risk you take later in life, there's a bigger consequence. So you should take risks when you're young. That way you are able to recover if you fail. But the more risk you take, a better shot at eventually succeeding.
And when you're early in life, you can afford to take a bunch of risks because you have your whole life ahead of you to make up for it. And that could be stuff like, you know, asking a girl out on a date that you think she might say no. Well, guess what? If she says no, no big deal. You got your whole life ahead of you. Mm-hmm. And that could be starting a business or buying a piece of property or something to that effect, or, you know, building a new house when the time doesn't feel right. Things like that, I think, you know, I think if I look back on it, I think I probably would have taken more risks because, you know, if it doesn't work out, guess what?
How would you describe your experience growing up?
Experience growing up was, in my opinion, was great. Great childhood. You know, parents were very loving and understanding and not too strict. But I think, you know, to counterbalance that, I had three siblings, older brother, younger sister, younger brother. And growing up in a time where there was not much, you know, technology, so to speak, you know, you had to find things to do to keep yourself occupied. And that was, to me, some of my fondest memories growing up was, you know, just creating games, playing, finding ways to stay occupied, talking to each other, maybe where we couldn't talk to our parents about different things. So it was a very fun. We always had something, some kind of activity, some kind of game we created around the house. And for me too, having an older brother and a younger sister, me kind of sandwiched in the middle, you know, that was a little unique in my experience growing up because, you know, first child gets a lot of focus, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the first daughter always gets a lot of focus. So, mm-hmm. You know, from that perspective, I was kind of stuck in the middle. But it was great, you know. Had to, you know, maybe didn't have as much oversight on what I did, but I think it helped me become more independent early on.
What was your favorite game?
We created with the brothers and sisters? I would say probably we had a bunch of great ones, and I could probably say top five, but I'd say two of my favorites were Nerf Wars in the house, Nerf guns, four of us running around shooting each other when there was no parents around, or this baseball game we had upstairs. We called it the pitching game. And we would just basically throw balls down the hall and it was a ball that could do a bunch of crazy moves, and we'd throw sliders and curves and try to strike each other out, and we'd play for hours.
What is if you have one thing in the world, what would you have?
Yeah, money, of course. I mean, all the money in the world would be great, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess there's a lot of ways you can answer that, but I mean, to me, you know, if it was just one thing and nothing else, that's one answer. But if it's anything you have a wish for, yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah,
wish for money, because to me, money is just freedom. I don't necessarily, wish for a bunch of possessions, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's really just having the freedom to do whatever you want when you want.
One thing you can't live without.
Cell phone.
Cell phone.
Yes, sir.
What's like?
TikTok, come on. No, I mean, it's just you get so used to it for practical stuff, obviously, communication, connectivity, information. I mean, I do a lot of you work in a business-minded field. The most powerful thing in business is information, yeah. And that's what you get from a cell phone. It's complete information, timely, or, you know, so, you know, that stuff's helpful, but, you know. You can rattle off all the apps I have, Life 360, TikTok, banking apps, sports apps. Yeah.
But, like, one thing, like, not, like, at the phone, what else would it be?
Let me ask you, what you can't live, what can you not
live without? Well, I'm asking you. This is my podcast.
Oh, man. Eesh. So, I mean, let's think about this for a second. You know, they have something in business called Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs. Mm-hmm. And what that is once your basic needs are met, it expands. So food, shelter, oxygen are at the top, the obvious things. Yeah. And then once those are met, then you seek out your next level of needs. And those can be friendship, psychological, social, well-being, blah, blah, blah. And you know, as you get way to the bottom, it's all about, you know, bigger things. I think I'm pretty content. I mean, I don't, you know, if there's one thing, it's just really, to me, what do I really, really want in life? If I had one thing, it's peace.
Peace.
Peace. Yeah, peace.
Just chilling.
You can say that, but it's a life of inner peace. You know, learning how to manage stress and remain calm and look at things as maybe they aren't or as your brain instinctively tells you they are, mm-hmm. in order to get something better out of it or to help to be able to react in a way that's more productive. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just having a peaceful way of life.
Me and my dad had an amazing talk. I enjoyed talking with him and learning more things about his life and diving deeper into it. Thank you for joining us today on the Ian Morton Podcast. Hope to see you again soon. Thank you.